It is all arranged. The scholars were more than happy to grant your request, especially once they learnt the size of the donation that went with it. Good.
Dallingridge closed his eyes to indicate the conversation was over, and the mason tiptoed away. Then, an unpleasant thought occurred to him. Business had been brisk for tomb builders immediately after the plague, as they had been inundated with requests for memorials to lost loved ones. But that was nearly 10 years ago, and the backlog had been cleared. Good commissions were now few and far between, because such undertakings were expensive, and only the very rich could afford them. Pettit had been idly kicking his heels for the past few months, so had he acquired poison, knowing that an affluent man like Dallingridge would certainly require his services? Dallingridge experienced a sharp stab of dismay. If so, then he had played directly into his killer's hands. Not only would the monument provide work for Pettit and his apprentices, but it would furnish them with an opportunity to advertise their skills in a place that had no resident tomb makers of its own. New work would flood in, and they would be set for years. With mounting disquiet, he looked for Pettit among the well-wishers again. It was not too late to dispense with his services and appoint another mason. But his eye lit instead on Richard Lakenham, an engraver of funerary brasses who had been hired to make the 6 decorative shields that would be affixed to the tomb's sides. Lakenham was poor, so even modest commissions were important to him. Dallingridge gulped. Was Lakenham the culprit then? Desperate to earn a few shillings before he and his wife starved? Lakenham saw Dallingridge looking at him and started to step forward to see if he was needed, but Pettit grabbed his arm and stopped him. The two men were implacable rivals and hated each other with a passion. Indignantly, Lakenham tried to break free, which resulted in an unseemly scuffle. While the other visitors watched the squabbling pair in silent disapproval, Dallingridge took the opportunity to review his short list of suspects for his murder, all of whom were there that day. First, there were the folk from the castle, including its most famous prisoner, Sir John Mollins. Mollins was a royal favourite, and the king had been outraged when a jury had convicted his old friend of theft, extortion, and murder. Eager to win His Majesty's favour, the sheriff treated Mollins like an honoured guest, providing him with sumptuous accommodation, the finest food, and the freedom to roam the city as he pleased. All Mollins had to do in return was promise not to escape. Naturally, he had been at the Lammas Day feast, so had he indulged his penchant for unlawful killing just for the thrill of doing it right under the sheriff's nose? If so, Dallingridge was sorry. He rather liked Mollins, who was entertaining, if mercurial, company. Mollins was standing with his wife Egidia, a cold, grasping woman who was resentful that her husband's incarceration meant he could no longer add to the family coffers by stealing and terrorising his neighbours. Also with them was John Ing, Mollins' lawyer, whom Dallingridge disliked intensely. Ing was sly, secretive, and duplicitous, and it was common knowledge that he would do anything for money. Dallingridge eyed the three of them thoughtfully. Since he had announced that he was dying, they had made it their business to call on him every day purely in the hope of getting money. Mollins had been rich, but most of his property was confiscated by the courts, so a legacy would suit him very nicely. Meanwhile, Ing and Egidia hated relying on Mollins for the occasional handout and longed to be financially independent. Could one of them have killed him, in the hope of acquiring enough cash to tide them over until the king arranged for Mollins to be released? In another corner was a young scholar named Will Colville, and the plan had been for him and Dallingridge to enrol in the university together, two Nottingham men side by side. Unfortunately,